Allez, shur chelek beis daf yutes ma'ariches adam. The set of essays that discusses Adam, mavoi le'ma'ariches adam. Introduction. Be'ma'aracha zeh hinenu ma'amidim es adam atzmoi b'seir adam b'makom merkazi ba'avodasenu. In this set of essays, we place the person qua person, as a human being, as an adam, in a central place in avodah. V'zeh ta'un hasbara. That requires some explanation. Why is it that the concept of Adam, of a mensch, is so central in the Torah? The ikar of our service surely is to fulfill mitzvos and to learn Torah. That's the will of Hashem. Seemingly, only the fulfillment of Hashem's will is the foundation of everything. Where is the room in the Torah to place the individual in the center? We can phrase the question as follows. Is the Torah itself the main thing or the person who fulfills it? This question was actually posed by Chazal. And they give an unequivocal answer. The Midrash reads as follows. Elion of Yisrael says, I was once traveling from place to place. I encountered a person who knew Mikra, he knew Tanakh, but not Mishnah. There are two things in the world, two things that I love with complete love, ve'eluhen, Torah ve'Yisrael. I do not know which one, Torah or Israel, comes first, precedes the other one. People generally say that the Torah is first. The Torah is superior or comes first. Shenemar Hashem Kononi Reshis Darkoi Vechulei. The Pasuk in Mishlei Perek Ches. Pasuk Chav Beis says, Hashem kanani reshis darkoi. Aval ani omer, Yisrael kadmu. I, says Eliyahu, I say, Yisrael take precedence. Sheneimar, Kodesh Yisrael Hashem reshis tevu asoi. The Pasuk in Yirmiyahu, Perek Beis says, Yisrael is Kodesh Hashem reshis tevu asoi, the first harvest of Hashem. Mashal lemelech shaya lo isha uvanim v'seich habayis. Eliyahu compares it to a king who had a wife and children. And he is writing a letter to them. If not for my wife and children who give me such satisfaction in my home, I would have destroyed that place. That's the mashal. And the nimshal, kach, if not for the Jewish people, I would have created the world, I would have destroyed the world. And again, the pasuk in Yirmiyahu, Kodesh Yisrael Hashem Reshis Tevu Asoi, Ve'ne'emar, the pasuk in Mishlei, Hashem Kanani Reshis Darkoi. Says the author, Lo yinikanes lefirtei habi'ur be'ma'amar niflaze. We were not going to enter the details, a detailed explanation of this wondrous statement of Chazal. Lanu noigea, ki kan asku Chazal bish'elaseinu mikoidem. It's relevant to us because Chazal are dealing with our question, mikoidem. Literally, who came first? Hanumiu ha'ikar. Who's the ikar? Who's the more important? Hatira oi ha'adam. V'ichia Eliyahu zal, Eliyahu says quite clearly, she Yisrael kadmu. Yisrael are the ikar. Uva mashal sheloi, in the mashal he employs, hatira ishtoi shel ha'melech, the Torah is the wife, v'Yisrael abanim, Yisrael are the children. V'soif ma'aseh, the intent right at the outset, the machshavat chila, was the bonim. The intent right at the outset of the creation was the children, meaning Yisrael. V'ha'yigeres sheshalach ha'melech, the letter that the king sends, hem shnei ha'pesukim ha'misbarim lefi ha'mashal, are the two pesukim that are explained. Hashem kanani reshis darkoi ne'emar al Torah k'deisha. That pasuk refers to the Torah Sheisa, kana kivyachol ki isha. So to speak, HaKadosh Baruch Hu acquires it as if one acquires a wife. V'Yisrael am reishis tevu asoi, shatachlis em abanim. Yisrael are the produce, what you want to accomplish, and the end goal. Hari tachlis ha-Torah, the whole purpose of the Torah is she'etze klal Yisrael mushlam bichlaloi, that klal Yisrael should emerge as a whole, perfect, and furthermore, v'chol echad v'echad mi'Yisrael bifrat, and specifically every individual should be perfected. Tachlis ha-Beri'ah ha-Adam Yisrael, the purpose of creation is the individual Jew. Ha'im yesh oid she'la eze makom tofes ha-Adam ba-Torah, is there any more room to ask this question? What place the individual has in the Torah? Halahu atachlis, he is the end goal. Al derech ze navin mashamui pesachim mem tes amud beis. It's along these lines that we can understand the Gemara in Pesachim. Tanya Rabbi Chia, kol ha'isek batira lifnei ha'ma'aretz, a person who's involved in Torah in the presence of ha'ma'aretz, kilu ba al arusasei lefanav. It's as if he had relations with his betrothed in front of him. Shenemar. The pasuk says in Vezeis Ebracha, Perek Lamed Gimel, Teira Tzivalanu Moshe, Moirasha, Al Tikrei Moirasha, Ela Meoirasa. On a deeper level, not just Moirasha, but Meoirasa, as if the Torah is betrothed, Lechol Kilois Yaakov. Harei, says the author, Lechol HaKlal Yisrael, Torah Meoirasa. The status of the Torah vis-a-vis Klal Yisrael is like Meoirasa, like a woman who is betrothed to the individual, but Tamid Chacham ba aleha. Tamid Chacham is a closer, more intimate relation with her. It's already a married woman. She's lo nesu'a. It's not just the level of kiddushin, but the level of nisuin. Hatirai begeder ishto shel Tamid Chacham et meha. This seems to be a perplexing idea. The Torah is compared to the wife of a Tamid Chacham. Alohi hakeser al rishov itzor. So it's the crown on his head. It gives him his form. Ve'ech medamim oisah lishahayzet, that Chazal compared the Torah to a woman, to a wife. Heim heim adevarim. That's precisely what we have been saying. HaTorah imamasha ezer kenegdoi shel atamid chacham. Chazal are teaching us that Torah is the ezer kenegdoi of the scholar. Al yadah hu magi lishlei musay, through which he attains his perfection. HaTorah oizeres la'adam b'li gvul. The Torah helps the person without any limit. But the purpose, the idea behind it all is that he should reach his ultimate stature, his perfection. Adam Rishon was created with enormous, awesome stature. From the one end of the world to the next, from the earth to the heavens, from Sanhedrin Lamed Ches. But his stature was diminished through his chait. If not for that, he would have lived in his body an eternal life. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not weary, does not give up on restoring man to his real intended stature. Starting from the time of Avraham Avinu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu begins to reveal himself more and more. Ad shebelel Yetzias Mitzrayim zachalo HaKlal Yisrael shuv. To the point where on the night of Yetzias Mitzrayim, Klal Yisrael attains once again this primordial stature. V'chashe kiblu es ha-Torah, when they receive the Torah, ha-isaka v'anasam lachazor le-matzav Adam HaRishon kodem ha-chait. The idea when they receive the Torah is that they would revert to the situation of Adam HaRishon before the Chait, shelo yehei malach ha-mavis shelet bahem oid. They would no longer be under the control of malach ha-mavis. Al yedei Chait ha-egel ibdu shuv ma'ala nerazu. Once again, through the Chait ha-egel, they lost this awesome level, as did Adam HaRishon. This is from Avodah Zarah, Daf Hei. Ach kol tachlis ha-Torah acharei matan ha-luchos ha-shniim. But the purpose of the Torah, after the second luchos, hi la'chazir lanu madagazei, is to restore to us this level. Ve'ein mitzvah kala v'chamura b'Torah she'en techiyas ha'misim tluya ba. As the Gemara says in Kiddushin Daf Lamed Tes, every mitzvah is somehow connected to this idea of techiyas ha'misim, to restore us to the level of immortality. Ha'im yesh, ha'yesh oid safek, im yesh le'amid es adam atzmo l'merkaz avodasenu. Is there any more doubt as to whether the individual should be placed at the center of the avodah? Uma neira oi hata'us, how awful is the mistake. לחשב שלדי קיום המצוויס, to think that by fulfilling מצוויס, ממילא יהיה אדם השלם. Just automatically the person will perfect himself, ובאופן מכני חס וחלילה יזכה לחיי עולם הבא. That just mechanically, automatically, he'll earn עולם הבא. כלל גדול בעבודת השם. There's a fundamental principle in עבודת השם. אין ממילא. There's no such thing as automatically. מדרגה שאין אדם משים ליבו אליה. A level that a person does not pay attention to and pursue, לא יתבוא אליו. It will not come to him. שלימוס, שאדם אין השקד עליה, a perfection that a person does not toil over and devote himself to, לא יתהיה לו. He will not have it. אין הקדוש ברוך הוא מקפח שכרון של מצווי, says חז"ל, הקדוש ברוך הוא does not deny a person the reward for the mitzvah he does, ובעד המצווי שאדם עשה יקבל שכר. So for the mitzvah is a person fulfilled, he will certainly receive his reward. אך אם לא ישקד על השלימוס שלו, but if he did not devote himself to his perfection, ולא נהיה אדם שלו, did not become as perfect as he could, צרה גדולה היא לא בזה ובבא. It's a great problem for him, both in this world and the world to come. בחתירה לשלימוס הוא עושה כל הספר הזה. This entire sefer is devoted to a pursuit of perfection. ומן ההכרח להעמיד בראשיסוס אדם במרכז של שימת ליבנו. Therefore, it's imperative, right at the beginning, to place the individual at the center of our attention. וזה החילי, this is where I begin. עד כאן.